A more controversial Barack Obama campaign promise was to close the prison camp at Guantanamo Bay. The Associated Press reported earlier this week that the president-elect's advisors are already making plans to shut down Guantanamo, to put some detainees on trial in U.S. courts, and release the rest. But an Obama foreign policy advisor has denied the story and says no decisions have yet been made. As the World's Matthew Bell reports, Barack Obama faces some tough choices regarding what happens to the remaining Guantanamo detainees.
On the campaign trail, candidate Barack Obama blamed the Bush administration's failed policies for making America less safe and for tarnishing the country's moral standing in the world. Obama talked about why people here and abroad have grown so frustrated with the so-called war on terror.
They are ashamed of Abu Ghraib, and they are ashamed of Guantanamo. And they're ashamed that our civil liberties have been undermined, and they don't understand how it is that we could still be debating whether or not this country tortures or not.
The American Civil Liberties Union is wasting no time in turning up the pressure on President-elect Obama to live up to his campaign pledges. The ACLU ran a blunt full-page ad in the New York Times on Monday. It called on Obama to close Guantanamo and shut down the military commissions created by the Bush administration to put detainees there on trial. President Bush has said that he, too, would like to end Guantanamo, but White House spokeswoman Dana Perino said yesterday it's not that easy figuring out what to do with the remaining prisoners.
We've gone from about 655 detainees down to about 250 now. We continue to try to repatriate them to places that we know that they will be safe and that they'll be kept from harming others. About 7% of the detainees that we've returned to their home countries have actually struck again. Some have been recaptured. One of them could not be recaptured because he was a suicide bomber who killed 40 people in Mosul. These issues are complicated.
The White House has a point, says international law expert Michael Newton of Vanderbilt University. Newton says Obama's stated goal of closing Guantanamo is the right one, but first he has to figure out what to do with the bulk of the detainees who won't face U.S. charges.
The challenge there is, where can we lawfully send them in circumstances where we can have good diplomatic assurances that they will not, in fact, be tortured? That's the challenge that the Bush administration has been wrestling with for really the last 2 years. And it's been very difficult.
Another challenge is what to do with those detainees thought to be a truly dangerous bunch. People like the suspected bomber of the USS Cole, the man accused of being al-Qaeda's propaganda minister, and Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, mastermind of the 9/11 attacks. Newton says these prisoners could be brought to the U.S. and put on trial in federal courts, but that too presents big legal problems.
What that then requires is that military people in the field read Miranda rights, for example, have strict chains of custody for every piece of documented evidence. All of those things are essentially unworkable and impracticable in the context of ongoing military operations. So it becomes very, very difficult to prosecute the people that ought to be prosecuted effectively and cleanly in accordance with the law.
Here's an example. What if Khalid Sheikh Mohammed goes on trial in U.S. District Court and his defense team argues successfully that he was tortured by the CIA? Would that nullify key evidence against him? Or would undercover CIA agents be asked to testify in open court? These are questions Obama's national security team members, as they start to come on board, will have to weigh on a case-by-case basis. There's speculation that they will end up creating a new hybrid legal system that borrows from military and civilian law to overcome some of these difficulties. In any case, the pressure is already on Obama to fulfill his campaign promise and put a quick end to what he called a sad chapter in American history. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.